That must have ever winners at work. Hey everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Everyone Wants Kung Fu Fighting.
I guess
little shout out to Ben.
Yeah, Ben today. I thought he had it, and Colleen wished me to vote for.
Well, because every person that Jay was voting for. Everybody that he was rooting for, rather, kept like going out as soon as he would be like, "Yeah, go, you know, go Tyson." I think Tyson's got it. Tyson fell like a second later. Oh, look at Tony. Tony's doing well. Tony fell. Jeremy, come on, Jeremy. Jeremy went down.
Jeremy never had a shot. He was struggling from the beginning.
I know, but I was rooting for him.
And Jeremy, I was Michelle, rooting for you. Is Michelle? Can we now consider her a challenge beast?
She and Sophie are so good at those puzzles.
But she's terrible at anything physical.
Listen, I
would have requested
that. Yes, but
challenges
are more than just physical.
Listen, Jack, I don't appreciate your slander against Michelle, okay? Because I think she is a fantastic player and deserves
all respect. I'm saying about her playing, but anytime it's physical, she's out like right away.
It's very clear how you feel.
I wouldn't have done that challenge without a cup, though, because I could see me going.
Oh, I thought that so many broken things in general.
Yes, but out of all the things you'd want to wear, protective crotch equipment, like that one's not the worst. It's not the blindfold, crotch high.
Yeah, that's true.
Beam challenge.
Do we think it's fair that when someone next to you falls, and Jeff goes, "You got to swim back," and they dive into. They're making more waves. I mean, yeah. So if you didn't like, say I someone is not in my alliance, it's next to me. I'm gonna make a big splash. I might even do a cannonball.
It's part of the game.
It's part of the game. I mean,
that's what I would say.
You think anyone does that? You think they think that far ahead?
Yeah, come on.
Because you had some people were diving straight, but other people were diving right next to the person doing the.
It's like Sarah today, where it's like, "Oh, I'm gonna give his birthday," and everyone's like, "Yeah, sure."
And that was that was a dumb move.
You hate when people give away their things.
It doesn't work.
Because people
are too smart now. It's like, all right, you have some kind. Because Tony was 100% correct. You put a target on your back by doing that. Your name wouldn't even have come up. Go eat the Chinese food. Enjoy it. Nobody's going to be mad at you. You won it fair and square.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. No, I think it's – but it didn't end up biting her this episode because Adam dug his own grave just fine.
Yes.
Okay, this episode – honestly, we need to talk about this episode because this episode was –
That's what we're here to do.
Well,
I thought we were talking about the episode.
Okay, we need to talk about this point in this episode in which, like – This whole
I don't want to talk about that point.
It was a credible and it is an incredibly entertaining episode from start to finish. I think it was.
Well,
I think we all.
I don't know about the start. I missed like the first 3 minutes.
We missed the first 3 minutes. Too.
I know.
I thankfully on Twitter I got caught up. I guess
we could have had this during the commercial. You managed to put the commercials in there.
Judge Judy, which
yeah,
nobody
to Judge
about.
Judy. Yeah. No offense, Judge Judy.
So what we're talking about is we had a thunderstorm at 7:40, and then they gave us a severe weather alert about said thunderstorm at 8 o'clock.
Well, apparently there's going to be more, so I get it. They
there's
have to alert.
Not more here.
Well, they have the little, logo thing, their little icon there with the storm tracker, and then they have the word, they have, I can read, okay?
This is where I will support them in that, because... You look at Nashville, they had those tornadoes come out of nowhere. A lot of those alerts happened overnight and people didn't see it and a lot of people died. So I get why.
Yes.
I get it, but they could do it during SEAL Team, like you said,
exactly.
Judge Judy. It's
or
not
Judge
affecting
Judy.
Me during those shows. but you're doing it during Survivor, and I have to take notes. Anyway. So I was a little upset.
Yeah, I would say CBS next time. Okay, in Raleigh, North Carolina, call.
And the worst thing is when they come back, they say, this has been a special. Okay, I got it. Get back to the show.
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me.
All right. Go ahead. I wanted to hear about this important part.
Literally nobody who's listening to this show cares about our weather.
Just so you know, this is what it's like when you read an email.
No, you guys are the reason why the emails take so long. Anyway, Jeremy wants to...
Jack and I are just here to listen.
Yeah. It was Nick's birthday, and Jeremy wanted to send Nick home on his birthday, so that's the thing that happened. Adam thought he was going home, but to be fair, Adam thinks he's going home every episode. Adam also thought that there was a hidden idol in Probst's podium, which
I thought that would have been brilliant.
It's kind of like Chekhov's Florida, whatever. What was it called? Huh? Chekhov's decoration in the... I know it when I read it.
Chekhov? Anyway. From Star Trek?
From Star Trek?
No, it's when you put a plot device at the very beginning of a book or a movie or a TV show, and then it pays off again at the very end. Oh, stop it. Okay, now you're making me angry.
No, that's Chekhov. You're right. Chekhov's
Captain,
good.
Captain, that's not an idol. I mean, that's more Scotty than Scotty. Chekhov.
Yeah. See, okay. You tried to make fun of me, and you ended up pulling an Adam at the podium, trying to pull a decoration out of a hat.
I just want you to know, I hear you, and I support you.
Okay, can we just...
I be honest with you, that's what I've been calling for the idols forever. It's not just laying on the side of the road. You have to think about it. Because I thought, oh, that's brilliant. I bet you it is an idol. I was all in.
Well, guess what?
I said, this is brilliant.
Next season, there's going to be an idol hidden out of unit at the tribal council.
Didn't we see earlier in the season, Adam was looking around at the voting booth.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and rightfully so. I think he had to give kudos to Adam
for even thinking about it.
Yeah, I think that we're going to get the Adam Klein idol hidden at tribal council one of these seasons.
I bet you,
absolutely.
Jeff, I was like, can I make it an idol?
Can I make it
an idol on the fly? Because this is a really good idea. So, Adam, I know we've given you a lot of crap this season.
I like your alfalfa hair going on there, Jay.
Thank you. I haven't had a haircut in like 4 weeks.
It must be rough.
But
why don't you shave?
I mean, you know, your bathroom and your sink and your own razor, they're not like quarantined.
Do the Mike Bloom.
I'm not gonna do the Mike Bloom. Mike Bloom, you look great. But I'm not going to do the Mike Bloom.
What's Mike
I have
doing?
The Mike. I have the Mike.
Mike Bloom.
Bloom
like just did a two across his whole head.
Oh, he did. Oh, because you guys podcast with him on Mondays. So.
No, it was on his Instagram.
He posted it today.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm not on Instagram very often.
For those Mike Bloom fans, at a Mike Bloom type.
It's on Twitter too.
And Twitter.
And Colleen, that's Survivor related.
Yes.
Right,
yes,
so you can't say we're derailing
the
show.
She can't get mad at us.
I'm not getting mad at you.
You are, though. But it's okay. I forgive you. It is the Easter season.
We forgive you and we support you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't know what I would do without your support.
It is the Passover
if I forgive you.
And Easter season. I forgive you, Colleen. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
Did Colleen want to talk about something?
Yeah, I want to talk about the Adam storyline.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought we were already talking about that, but go ahead.
We are talking about that. Anyway, I thought that was just all around, like, it would have been a great payoff. And
it would have been. And you saw all their faces.
Are you holding Rudolph's nose?
No, it's the ball on my mouse. Sorry.
Okay, all right.
That's a
go ahead.
Anyway,
so,
and then it goes
I hate that mouse. All right. Anyway, yeah. So you could see everybody's faces. They were kind of like, oh my God, this idiot. And then they were kind of like,
but what if it is? I know. Because it's a great idea.
It was I mean, when he was talking about it, I said, I bet you he's right. It matched up.
It was a fleur-de-lis, just like the other.
Fleur-de-lis.
And then would have said, why wasn't that under my pillow? That's BS.
Yeah. And it was like, it can't be an idol. It just didn't magically show up like the tooth fairy.
Wait, you're not supposed to have to think to find them.
Yeah. Oh, what is this dummy doing? Doesn't he know how they work?
Actually, what he should have done is just taken the whole podium. with him and said, I'm playing this as an idol. And then Jeff has to throw it in the fire. This is not an idol.
Oh. Right.
So I know Jeff kind of played it up for the yucks, you know, with the really there's a, but like I know Jeff inside was just like, oh, why didn't we think of this? Damn it.
That's what they should be doing, because these make the players earn it.
It's
like,
honestly,
it's like the 50-50 thing Michelle bought. I'd be hesitant to buy it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have four token bought that. It's not like she's taking the game in her own hands. She's literally only taking half of the game in her own hands.
Plus, she can't use it till there's seven players left. I wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah, not for four tokens.
What are they down to, 10 now?
Yes, I think so.
So a 50-50 at the next three tribals for four tokens? When I think on the little ledger...
No, she can't use it for the next three tribals.
And Tyson thinks of all the peanut butter he could have bought with that.
I was kind of shocked that she went for that for four tokens, because I believe on the menu that they have, there was an advantage at three tokens. That to me is far more worth than three tokens than four tokens for.
Plus, her name has been coming up a lot too. I mean, and she was on the bottom of the vote last week. I mean, her name didn't come up today. Well, yeah, everyone's name came up today.
Michelle's story.
But I would not have, because again, unless it was a sure thing. Four tokens for, because you it hurts,
right, like,
which I like. It hurts you if you lose, you can't vote, right?
So my question to Colleen.
Yeah.
Our winner's edit connoisseur. You were mentioning that Michelle's edit's all over the place.
It's not all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's, you know, it should have been a bigger deal that she was on the wrong side. And, I mean, I don't know. I missed the first 3 minutes. I feel like it was more Nick
heavy,
though.
That was key to Michelle's edit.
Well, I feel like that was more Nick heavy based on what I've been told. But... I don't know, Michelle is just getting such a positive edit. Like, she got this whole montage today about how she's got to, like, you know, grab the game by the balls in bed because of her fortune cookie and you know, is just gonna...
But they didn't show us the result of the flip.
Well, she hasn't played it yet.
She hasn't played it yet. She was just practicing.
It at 7.
She has to do it at 7 at Tribal.
Yeah, but see, again, to me... It's a 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's one I would have done.
She had to go four tribals because there were 11 players today. I would have said,
right.
No, I'm not buying it.
Yeah,
plus,
I
now
agree.
You're giving tokens to someone else that could come back to beat you. So I would say that was a bad play by Michelle. Not to like to pick on Michelle, but that was
unless
seventh comes up and she's at the bottom, she flips it, she wins. I'm wrong.
Right. Well, I feel like if this Island of the Idols, Rob, Boston Rob and Sandra probably would have advised her to not do that.
I agree.
It was more money than it was worth. Like, I liked it, but I didn't four tokens like it.
No, like a token,
maybe
two tokens.
Maybe a token like it.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're 100% right, Colleen. I think it absolutely at one, maybe two, but past two.
Yeah. But you know something? Given that we had this whole big, like, hero music, whatever, about her taking it, it's probably...
gonna be chances. Put your four tokens. I'm surprised they didn't play that stupid music.
Oh, I know. I mean, they played it.
They played it, like, seven times.
Jay was making up his own lyrics every time it came
first,
on. It was really
first time I've ever heard it. I mean, everyone keeps talking about it, but I just, like, tune it out.
So you heard it today.
Oh. I go, oh, I finally heard the song that everyone's complaining about.
And
they paid someone to do that jingle.
Rumor was it was Sia, but that does not sound like Sia. I'm a Sia fan, and it does not sound like Sia.
I thought it was Joe Exotic. I'm pretty sure it was Joe Exotic.
I'm a tiger. And
is that
tiger
his voice?
Oh, man. What?
Is that him singing or is it?
No, there's like there's an article about it.
Yeah.
It's a country singing duo wrote and sung the songs.
Okay, because I'm like going, how do you get that voice?
Yeah.
His speaking voice to that musical
he
voice.
He does sing and it's not bad, but it's not that good. I think he's mixed in like as a third track really low. Really
not
low.
To spoil anyone, but I like his Carol. Was it Carol?
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin. That
I like the lookalike and feeding the tiger.
All right.
With
anyways,
that be Carol Baskins? That's what Adam should have said today. It's probably her fault.
Yeah.
Nobody knew about Carol Baskin back then.
That's true. That's true.
Except for Britney Spears, who sat next to her at the 2001 VMAs. Which I know, right?
And Doc Andel.
And Doc Andel was the one that was on stage.
The Britney Spears connection is the craziest part. I know. But that wasn't in the show.
There's
so many crazy parts that weren't in the show.
There were so many connections.
Is that 2001 when she shaved her head?
No. Like, remember she had the...
I'm a slave for
you. VMAs where they had all the snakes and tigers and stuff. Doc Andel is the one with the tigers and stuff
on stage. You know the dude with the crazy sex harem?
Was Britney too old back then to join?
Yes, because she was like at least 18 or 20.
Yeah, because she was like 19, yeah.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, moving on.
Anyways.
If you haven't seen Tiger King, check it out. I finally finished it. It's most bizarre people. I wouldn't want to hang out with any of them.
No. They're all awful. So people are like going like Joe Exotic. I was like, Joe Exotic's awful. Carol Baskin's awful. Doc Andel's awful. There's no good side in this.
Jeff Lowe is the worst. That's going to be the verses on this Ramblecast this week.
Oh,
who's the most? Who's the worst?
Who's the worst? I really can't decide who to go with.
Is it Rick? Rick is okay, I guess.
Rick, I feel like, is a victim of circumstance. He made his bed. He stayed in the bed.
He stayed there for too long. He tried to exploit them, and you know the crazy just exploited him.
I know. A week away from like a multi-million-dollar reality show deal.
Oh my god!
Crazy.
Yeah.
Just when you think it can't get any crazier.
Yeah, that's a Jack Lathalter move right there.
Oh yeah, that's something that would happen to me. Yes. All my film. I don't want to spoil it. I haven't seen it. But it's my life story.
A week away from being a millionaire. Gone.
Well, you know something? I hope he learned a very valuable lesson moving forward.
He did. I saw his interview with David Spade, and it was very good. Anyway, all right.
The cloud exists for a reason, okay? Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Adam.
Oh, going back to Adam at Tribal Council, I love when Boston Rob turns to Parv and he's like, we're going to need a lot of therapy. And the crickets, they had actual crickets.
My God.
Oh, that moment was just excruciating.
Because clearly, like, I was like, well, who are you voting for? And nobody said anything. And they let the editors, kudos to you all, because they held it. They held the silence. And Jeff let the silence ring out there. That was amazing.
That was a moment. Poor Adam. I really like Adam. He's been a really good narrator, like storyteller on screen.
I like
this
him, but he didn't play a very good game.
Not once Ben got in his head. That was all.
Well, to be fair to him, he tried to play the same game he played before. And it wasn't working.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Adam again in the future. I think Adam is one of those people that's going to want to come back and redeem himself. And hopefully it won't be like JP trying to redeem himself, which was also awful.
All he had to do is say, when Ben confronts him, say, nope, just throw someone under the bus.
Yeah.
Well, like Nick threw Tyson, said, your name's coming up, Tyson. Who's Tyson? Yeah. Sophie. People.
I don't want to say. I'll tell you.
And I don't know if Adam was the target going in, like the everybody on board target, but the more like hysterical he got at Tribal, I think it became clearer that they were like, yeah this guy's got to go because this
well,
is
he
insane.
Also, he also, I forget who said it, but was it Tyson? When Tyson said he was able to convince people to vote Sarah like that. And he said, he's dangerous. He told Kim, I think.
Yeah.
And again, Tyson's name doesn't come up again.
And neither does Tony.
Tony, Tyson. It just kills me.
Sophie's name rightfully came up because she's playing such a fantastic game. And she's.
But she didn't get a vote in her way.
I know. Sophie and Michelle are just fantastic at those puzzle challenges. They are so good at doing them, just, you know, flying through them. And once again, they bested Nick and Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because wasn't it Nick and Jeremy doing it last time?
Yep.
Oh, or was it Wendell and Nick? I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway.
I don't think it was Wendell.
The one where Jeremy loses by a... No, Jeremy won by a second, and he beat Wendell and Nick by, or whoever it was, by a second, Wendell and Michelle. Anyway, whatever. Sophie is just a beast at those puzzles. Mm-hmm. Gosh, what else happened?
It was Wendell and somebody. Michelle.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, I think that Ben is one of those people that just is really good at getting under somebody's skin and staying there.
Well, yeah. I think even Rob mentioned it in this at Tribal or something like that. Something about Ben when he was getting crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, Adam said he's more like Boston Rob than he wants to admit.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't give him that much credit.
No. No, but I think he's I think he's saying that, you know, Rob can be a bully, and but he's only doing it to Ben. He's only doing it to Adam.
Right, because I think he has Adam's number, and he doesn't like Adam, so, you know, that just is the recipe for disaster, and Adam is clearly probably, you know, fairly sensitive, and lets it get to him, and there we are. Did you guys notice that Kim's team was all women and Ben, which was awesome, and I was wondering if Kim, you know, took a page out of the, because wasn't... her season was the first all female Final Five, right?
I think
there's like, I think at one point it was six women, one guy.
Yeah, it was six Tarzan, women and right, Tarzan.
Trozan.
Trozan. It was Tarzan.
Tarzan. Is that poop Tarzan?
It was a bad wipe. Okay. It happens sometimes. That's what Zach tells forgot us about anyway. That.
Maybe Beebe and put it in the pot that everybody drinks out of or cooks out of. Wait,
what did he say he had Press with his wife? He had like a, gosh, I'm never going to remember, like the galaxy bending, an entanglement, a quantum entanglement.
Quantum entanglement, yes.
And he just wanted to get to the family visit.
Oh, Tarzan.
I know.
Beautiful. Well, there was a shortage of toilet paper.
Well, you know, yeah, leaves are hard. Hey, what do we think about the Edge of Extinction sequence in which Parvati figures out the clue is to?
I thought it was Danny figured it out.
Danny got the talking head, but I think it was maybe a joint thing. But
Parvati's the one that actually physically found it. I can't remember who said. Who,
Danny did.
Danny said.
We're thinking about this wrong. Okay. And then they marched down, but Danny wasn't in front.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they did. I think they shared the tokens and they're going to buy peanut butter for everybody or something.
They're going to buy peanut butter for everybody, which, again, foolish.
Maybe. But, I mean, if everyone gets the peanut butter, in a way, they're kind of.
That peanut butter's gone in one day.
Tyson's like, you know what? Yeah. You guys. Oh, Tyson's not there anymore. He already got his peanut butter. Yeah. So that is the secret. Getting the peanut butter is the secret to getting back. There you go. I hate peanut butter, so I guess
I love
never
peanut
back.
Butter. Ugh. I know you're weird. You're weird. We talked about Sarah giving up her reward for Nick, which was, you know, dumb but cool.
I said it right away. I said stupid move, Sarah.
Dumb,
but it worked. I mean, she didn't get voted out, so
she
whatever.
Didn't get voted out, but is it still going to come back to bite her?
I don't know. She's playing a good social game right now, in which she's got people like Ben who do want to protect her.
I think
Adam and Nick had the right idea to go for Sarah.
Yeah.
And what? So Tony wanted to vote out a hyena, right? He didn't want to vote out a main player
or a big threat.
I wouldn't put Kim as a hyena.
No. Kim's one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah.
So when he said that, I was like, going, you can't, because I think he was talking about Kim. Because she won the immunity challenge.
No. He was talking about Adam, Nick, Michelle, which is funny because Michelle is getting such a positive like edit and story arc this season that I don't see her as a hyena. But anyway, was it antelopes and gazelles or whatever? I don't know.
I think that's Lion King.
That's the Lion King.
Yeah, not Tiger King. Lion King.
Okay.
But
okay, all hell breaks loose. And all hell broke loose. That was an amazing sequence.
No social distancing.
There was no social distancing. But that that pre-tribal was one of the best pre-tribals ever.
Yeah,
because it was an S show.
Wow. It was a complete S show. And honestly,
and nobody was talking to Adam.
Which,
say for Ben. Ben was talking to Adam.
Previously.
Well, yeah, then they start fighting. It's like, oh my God, how long have those two been married?
Previously, we thought that it was a really funny episode. It was a really funny sequence when Boston Rob got voted out and he had the buddy system and everyone was just... Was that when everyone was just sitting there quietly, not talking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it that episode, though? Or was it...
What are you talking about?
No, it was an earlier episode.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The sequence in which everybody is sitting there quietly because they don't know who they want to vote out.
Oh, that was the one before.
Okay. Yes, because I remember Jeremy's confessional.
We're in Jeremy Bear-me right now, for sure.
Jeremy Bear-me.
All right, any other thoughts on this episode before we turn it over to our listeners?
Good episode, but I knew that Adam was going home unless that was an idol.
Yeah.
Oh, it should have been.
Then it would have been who had the second most votes was Nick, right?
It was Nick. So I think they were smart. They split the votes, which I'm sure Nick wasn't cool with, but they made that was a smart move.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because at two votes, he goes, "It's me."
Yeah, I know. But to be fair, Adam was
math is hard. Math is hard.
Math is hard. But yeah, no. All in all, this was a really great episode. I mean, entertaining from start to finish. Even though we knew who was going home 95%, I still really enjoyed point A to point B.
If that wasn't Idol,
it would have been amazing.
Where would that have ranked in the history of Idol play?
It would have been top five, right? It had to have been because it had never.
First, he would have saved himself. Second, nobody would have thought that was there. So. I know he's going to take some crap for it, but I thought it was a great move.
He shouldn't take any crap because I feel like that was a legit Survivor play. You got to play it like if you think it. I thought it was, and he had reasoning because he's seen the
Denise's idol,
so it can it made sense.
Yeah.
Adam, I'm backing you up on this one.
Yep, I'm backing you up 100. If anyone gives you crap, you just tell Jay and he'll come take care of him.
Send him to me. Twitter.
You better get ready. Jay's gonna beat you up if you make fun of Adam.
Gonna defend Adam. Even though it wasn't an idol, I thought it was a pretty smart play.
Well, it would have been a smart play if it was.
Well, first two, I thought, because we've seen so many times this season where Adam can't do something, you know, like putting the torch in the hole and all that. I thought maybe it is, and he just can't figure out how to get the stupid thing off.
Well, that's where I like the Probe's like, Jeff kind of poking him a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right.
You know, I told this to Jay before, this is the last thought before we move on. I think it was Colin Stone tweeted that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott, Adam Klein.
Wayne Gretzky and Michael Scott weren't wrong, though.
Yeah.
All right. That is what we thought about this episode. Now it's time to get to what you all thought with the center feedback. But before we do that.
By the way, somewhere Sandra is real excited that Adam did that because nobody's talking about her idling herself out.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Time to have Colleen overread several emails.
Oh, GFY.
I have another podcast to record. Can we make this quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop interrupting me then. Our first email is, and we have five, by the way. But three of them are from Mandy, and they were sent within like 4 minutes apart.
And they're all Mandy emails?
No.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be here all night.
Five-hour podcast.
No. Three of them are from Mandy, but they were sent close together. Okay. The first email is from Lynette, though. You ready?
Lynette?
Second-time emailer.
Lynette.
You better get ready.
You broke the net, Lynette.
You better get ready.
I like how you tilted your head back and closed your eyes to start getting into character.
You have to.
It's not Russia. You don't have to.
To hit those notes, you have to.
Wait, what is Survivor?
It's Lynette, Colleen.
Lynette.
Vocal.
God, you already forget the name?
Yeah. This is going great so far, guys. All
right. Yeah, well, you know something.
Ramblecast is going to be delayed.
Wow, is anybody really...
They'll just start without me.
Yeah.
Screw All Jack. Right. He's going to be
Lynette
dead
says,
in 2060 anyway.
You guys, you have 20 minutes. We're fine.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. Lynette says, hello, guys. What an intense episode. Oh, by the way, this was sent last week. So this is about last week's episode.
Okay, cool.
The Wendell vote out. Okay. What an intense episode. I thought all the
episode? What's episode?
Are you going to
Intense episode, hey. Take off, hey.
What's an intense episode, eh?
Isn't Lynette from Canada?
No, Victoria is, isn't she?
No, that's
a province of Canada, Victoria.
Isn't she from like British Columbia or something? Okay. It is.
Jeez, Colleen, read the email.
We apologize, Lynette.
Hello, guys. What an intense episode.
Wait, you started over?
I'm having deja vu.
It was one sentence. I didn't want you guys to forget where we were. Okay. Oh. I thought all the challenges were so good and had me at the edge of my seat. I'm going to admit it, but I'm a Boston Rob fan, and I was so bummed he didn't get back in. Wasn't sure if I missed it, but the players at Edge of Extinction going to compete again are they going to compete
one more time
in the game?
One more time.
Regardless. Great season. I'm enjoying it so much. Lynette from Phoenix, PSJ.
Phoenix.
Aren't you enjoying this season? Remember your fans who want you to keep doing this podcast. Now I can literally say people are saying.
Listen, my goal in life is to leave them wanting more. Don't leave them saying, get the F out of here.
You tell them, Costanza.
I appreciate Lynette. Thank you so much. I am enjoying this season.
And Lynette's from Phoenix, Canada.
And I'm taking a sabbatical. You know, maybe I'll come.
I don't think. Well, there's not going to be a Survivor in the fall, so.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd actually be nice if we could all have just a break for a season without the guilt of missing it.
I have no guilt. It's Jay's last season. Better get ready.
I call BS.
Colleen's going to be by herself reading emails really longly.
Longly.
I don't like to push you guys, but I got 26 minutes.
Okay. We got this in less than 26 minutes.
I don't think we do.
No.
She's still trying to get back to the email. And the thing is, it's not like the email is somewhere else. It's on the same page.
No, I was asking Twitter if they knew if Probst can confirm that Probst wrote the music that you keep singing.
We knew that, but can you please get to the email?
But we didn't. Okay. This next email is from Mark, and it was sent on Friday.
Mark!
Another new email.
Can't think of anything. Sorry, Mark.
Mark, are you there? Are you scanning your emails? It's us.
Marky Mark.
I know. I'm not good at this.
Lame.
I like Rent.
Rent's great, but you're not.
I know. Ideas for the finale. Come on. Jack doesn't want to miss out on his cooler friends. They might start without him.
Then keep reading. Jesus.
I am reading. Mark says idea. Okay, so ideas for the finale. Idea
I
number
thought that
one.
Was in the email. I'm like going, yeah. Who's my cooler friends?
Boston and Matt, not Nick.
Okay,
I'm cooler than
Colleen,
you. Just
get
kidding.
To Mark's email. He's a first-time emailer.
Idea like one.
I spent that time, and now it's just like Colleen keeps blowing it for me. So
it's
I'm
like
not
I spent this
email.
Time, first time emailing this show, and Colleen can't even get past the
first
title.
Time, long time, never time again.
Yeah.
First time emailer, long time reader. Okay. He says, idea number one, now with the new 15-minute testing, in 2 months, maybe it'll be 1-minute testing, the finalists and their family could take a test, and if negative, could be part of the show. So that would be by the end of May. Also, the crew on the show could test and make it a 100% safe environment for the finale. I like that. It'd be good if the antibodies test was out, but I know that that's probably a couple of months
UK
out.
UK has it. Come on.
The UK has an antibodies test?
They have the antibodies test and a quick test.
Anyway. I think that, is that the end of the email?
No. Idea number two, do not rush the season.
It's Colleen. Did you really think it was going to be the end of the email?
I didn't think. I was hoping.
Maybe if you guys just stop talking, I could get through this.
Sure. Idea we're supposed number to answer the question. Two,
yeah. Do not rush the season. Sometimes they need to have the season end on a certain week for sweeps. So they have two people eliminated in one episode at the 30-minute mark and another at the 60-minute mark. If they edit those episodes differently so only one person gets eliminated, it could extend the show into the summer a bit longer. Oh, and that would buy some more time for...
I like that one.
And then idea number three is, I'm sure they have a lot of great footage. I'm fine with a couple of weeks of fun, silly footage mixed in throughout the season instead of an episode, since there are so many great characters. By ideas number two and three, they could push the finale out and increase the chances of having it live, or as we like to say on the broadcast, of doing it live. Thanks, Mark. I like that. Honestly, I would watch, even if the finale went on time, given the craziness and the B-roll footage and all that we keep seeing, like, you know, mixed interspurts, like, you know, we keep having flashbacks to like 5 minutes before and just the whole, all the different sequences. I would love to see that, like a little peek behind the curtain, because this season seems particularly...
I like the idea of pushing it maybe back, but the problem is with CBS, they're not going to let anybody in there unless it's 100% safe, because they don't want to get sued.
They don't want to get sued. You know, I like that, I mean, too.
If one person got sick.
And I guess Sweeps Weeks is kind of off at this point, because so many shows are in hiatus that it's not like we're getting finales for a lot of them.
Yep. Mark, I do love the ideas, so I'm sorry Colleen had to read them so slow, but I do really like what you wrote in.
Actually, she read it. She took so long with the email. It is now summer.
It is.
Oh, there we go.
So we can have the finale.
But Mark, I know you're a broadcast fan, and I think it's probably like, Colleen can do this quickly, but you don't realize she spends a week editing that show.
I don't know if he's a broadcast fan or not.
He said it in the
email.
Said
broadcast.
No, he didn't. I added that in.
Oh, see?
Oh, that's
Mark,
weak.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
Colleen's
my gosh.
Just, oof.
All right, so Mandy's...
Is it legal to edit someone's email that sends it in? I mean,
yeah.
I think that's...
It's libel, I think.
It's not.
I think you can get like 20 years.
Yeah. At least we know now, Jack, why these emails take so long, as Colleen's like adding stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
So the next email is from Mandy. This is the first of
Mandy.
And she has a pick your winner Survivor at War quarantine island. So here are the choices. Would you rather be quarantined on island number one with Michelle, Wendell, Nick, or Yule? Island number two with Amber, Rob, Parvati, or Ethan? Island number three, Sarah, Tony, Kim, or Tyson?
Two.
Island
two.
Number four. I know. Island number four, Sandra, Denise, Jeremy, or Natalie? Island five, Adam, Ben, Sophie, or Danny? And island six, Jeff Probst.
Two.
Wherever
Parvati is, that's where I'm going.
I mean, yeah,
it wasn't even. And plus, you got Amber there, too.
We did see
Amber,
Natalie.
Rob. Like, it's a good crew.
We did see Natalie, Parvati, and Danny doing... Yoga with Parvati.
Yeah, that's not even a contest.
Yeah,
I don't know. I want island number four, because I would love to be on an island with Sandra, Denise, Jeremy, and Natalie. That would be like the most awesome party island, right?
Sure.
And, but island three sounds fun too. Sarah, Tony, Kim, and Tyson. With Tony, you'd never be bored. I think it's safe to say that nobody wants to be in the island with Probst, right?
No.
Well, and then no, you wouldn't want to be on with Ben and Adam, because they'd be fighting the whole time.
I know. Yeah. Like, if I want crazy and like entertainment crazy, then I'm going to go with Tony.
I go with, I'm agreeing with Jade. Number two.
Two.
I'm a tie between three and four.
I'm going to be a Nick and creepily pick number two.
Oh, I like lady. Welcome to the girls team. I like girls.
I like girls.
I was a senior citizen, Poverty. You're my crush.
I know.
Poverty, I'll do yoga. I'll, but I'm going to be behind you, though. Just want to make sure I get these poses right.
I like that tattoo you have. Nice.
We're not doing this in yoga pants, right? It's bikini optional. All right, Mandy says, sure.
I just really like Parvati's yoga moves. I don't know why people gotta make it creepy.
Shazam.
Mandy says, idol at tribal. I'm pretty sure Adam did his homework and saw what I did on Survivor South Africa season 6, where there was an idol at tribal. Was there? I've seen South Africa. Oh, no, Survivor South Africa, not Survivor Africa.
I was like, when were they in South Africa?
That was Lethal Weapon 2, Colleen. That's not Survivor season.
Which is an awesome movie.
Oh, and the person got diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. They didn't get an idol.
No, that was 3.
Diplomatic immunity.
It's been revoked.
Jay and I watched the first 3 Lethal Weapon movies over the last week and a half.
Yeah, he was saying that you'd never seen them before. I'm like going, God, what a...
It's one thing you've never seen before. Colleen loves buddy cop stuff. I love them.
I love all... No, not even the buddy cop movies. Like, I love the, like, the blow things up for no reason movies. Like, I go and see them by myself. So
you like Michael Bay?
I don't like Michael Bay, but I like his style of movie. So, yes. But no, because he's gross. But yes, at the same time.
No plot, just, I was going to blow something up here.
Right. Like, so we have these things in the summer, like summer hours. So every other week, we get one day a week off that we can take. And I always take a Monday, and I always go to the movies at like 2:00 in the afternoon, and I eat a hot dog, and I drink a beer, and I watch the most ridiculous, dumb action movie that I can find. Like, I watched Angel Has Fallen. I've seen... I don't know, all of the dumb ones, right? Like, Jay won't go to see with me. I love going to see them. So anyway.
Is this in the email?
It's not. I don't know how it got here. Lethal Weapon. Anyway, I can't believe I've never seen Lethal Weapon, and I love
them. Did you like
them,
Lethal Weapons 1, where he shoots the guy and he falls in the pool, and the pool cover's there, and Murdoch goes to Riggs. Do you shoot everyone you meet? He goes, I haven't shot you yet.
But that's what I told him. I was like, you have Lethal Weapons, like, the best of those movies.
It's fantastic.
How do you not see even Lethal Weapons?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Colin, anyway, have you seen Maverick with Mel Gibson?
No, haven't seen Maverick.
Now you have to watch Maverick with Mel Gibson, because there's a scene in there with Danny Glover and Mel Gibson.
Well, I've just seen the Mad Max movies, and I hate them with a passion. They're so stupid and dumb. I hate them all.
She hated Mad Max because when they killed the wife and kid, she's like, why did they do that?
I cried, and
movies.
I don't go to those because movies
it's
to cry,
it's not,
okay?
The worst part is it's not even Mel Gibson's voice.
I have the original cut, so it is.
Oh, you have the original cut?
It's not the American edit. But, yeah, I was like, because
I'm hungry.
I was trying to get
the Charlize Theron one came out, and you wanted to watch those, so we watched it, and I was crying. I was like, why would you show me these movies? They're not entertaining.
Now
sad.
You know why he's mad. They killed his wife and kid. That's why he's Mad Max.
No. John Wick going on a killing spree because they killed his dog that was his companion after his wife died. That is a good, like, that is a good mixture of sad. That's a good mixture of sad, okay? I don't want to watch a mom and a kid get killed. Like, that's awful, and I hated it.
They just got run over, right? It wasn't they like that.
They got run over, yeah.
So, yeah.
And they died.
Stay off the street.
No, it was awful, and I hated it, and I am still haven't gotten over you making me watch that.
Which sucks, because Mad Max is good, don't get me wrong, but Road Warrior is amazing, and we never got past the first one together. So.
I'm not going to watch the rest, because that one was awful.
We don't need another hero.
Beyond the Thunderdome is okay, but
I didn't like the line, and my worst line in Lethal Weapons 1 is, I'm hungry. After he brings the guy down and Murdoch's yelling at him. And then Riggs goes, I'm hungry.
I think I like the stupid Chernobyl.
Stupid Chernobyl. That was just Chernobyl. That was pretty
What's
serious.
The movie?
Oh, Die Hard.
Yeah, the Chernobyl Die Hard.
That was awful.
That was so dumb. But I think I like that better than Mad Max.
You're wrong. I'm sorry. All right. No. Any more stuff from
Mandy? Yeah, Mandy just says, this is why international Survivor plot twists are better. I'm pissed. I wanted it to be an idol, regardless of who figured it out.
Yep.
I agree, Mandy.
I'm with you, Mandy.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is what everybody had to say. Oh my,
that only took 30 minutes.
Yeah, everybody, clap your hands.
It literally did.
Okay, so...
Wait. I thought you were done.
God, it doesn't end.
Shout out to Redman, Martin Holmes, on Twitter, who said that Propes co-wrote that song with his stepson. And he talks about it in the preseason panel hosted by Dalton Ross.
What is there to write?
Better get ready. When is that work?
Come on. Sorry.
Maybe he should have used that for his talk show. Might have saved it. Too soon?
Again, I don't want to criticize people for trying something new. So whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, I don't.
But make it interesting.
We somehow managed to get out of Colleen reading emails. Thank you to all the people sending your emails. Again, I'm sorry Colleen has to read them. But again, I appreciate you sending in your feedback.
I appreciate the effort. I really do.
Yep. Let's go to tallying the votes. Preseason picks. Adam Klein. Jack and Colleen said pre-merge. But I said merge, so I get a point. And then for who we thought was going home, I said Jeremy, Colleen said Nick, and Jack, you said Adam.
Yeah!
Did you really?
Jack, he Jack, did.
Jack.
So you get a tally point there. I get a tally point for the preseason picks, and that leaves us with Colleen and myself tied.
Again?
At 6 tally points. And Jack in the lead with 8.
8. Oh, making a little distance. Social distancing. I can't say that word. Social separating.
Right. Week 10. Who's going home? I get to go first. I'm saying Nick. I'm making the easy pick. Colleen, your pick.
I think Tony might get his way. And I'm going to say... It's not going to be Sarah because he's got alliance with Sarah. I would be worried about Sophie or Kim next week. I'll go Kim. I hate that pick. I hate it so much. But I think that Sarah and Sophie have surrounded themselves with enough social protection right now. But I know that Tony has mentioned, you know, people he wants to get rid of. So... I hope not, but yeah.
All right. Jack.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's got to be Tyson.
Oh.
They got to be smart and vote him out. Plus, you want somebody to go over there that can compete with Rob so Rob doesn't get back in the game. So that's what I can't be the only one thinking this.
But nobody really – he's not really connected to anything. He's kind of neutered. It's a neutered Tyson.
Yeah, but if he gets to the final three, he's going to have the votes. You got to get rid of Tyson.
All right.
I know it's a long shot, but I got a 2-point lead. So
there you go.
Oh, and also there was an article that said, because we talked last week about did Michelle and Wendell have a plan beforehand? And yes, Wendell says they did.
Oh. Interesting.
So him treating him the way he says they didn't have really a relationship. But they did talk about how they didn't want to seem like they were buddy buddy because they didn't want people thinking they were a power couple.
That makes sense.
So there we are.
Hookup culture, it's a thing. All right, well that will do it for this episode of Survivor.
Wait, we just had an email come in.
Oh, there's another 30 minutes.
We did not stop it.
Call at 385-309-0311.
Yeah, call anytime, but we know you won't.
And send an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
That'll do it for this episode. We want to thank people that make this episode possible. Our patrons, especially Attack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Ed the Creepy Mailman, Drake the Destroyer, and Greg the Gray. Thank you to all of our patrons. Without you, these shows would not be possible. If you are ordering on Amazon, use the link janejack.com/Amazon.
All lowercase letters.
All lowercase letters. There is no secret hidden immunity idol in this audio file for this show.
Only
but that would be good if there was.
Yeah.
Only the very beginning you added something special.
I did.
Better get ready. Winners everywhere.
All right, we'll see you next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Next week.